This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Show the Chinese who you are! Show the Chinese who you are! Takbir! Our next guest is our brother Abdullah Andalusi, who will address us now. Please welcome him with a round of warm takbir!
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I greet you in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa
rahmatullah. Imagine the Chinese government came to Mecca. Imagine they came to Mecca with their armies and they destroyed the Kaaba and they destroyed Mecca and all its surroundings. And then we rebuilt it. And they came again and they destroyed the Kaaba again and they destroyed Mecca again. And we rebuilt it and they destroyed it and we rebuilt it and they destroyed it. And this continued 1,000 times, 10,000 times, 100,000 times, 1,000,000 times. If that happened, it would still be nothing in the sight of Allah compared to what they are doing to our brothers and sisters in East Turkestan. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was heard circumambulating the Kaaba, saying to the Kaaba, "How great you are! How great is your sanctity!" But then he swore upon Allah himself. And he said, "By the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sanctity of the believer is greater to Allah than your sanctity in his wealth, in his life." And so what we are seeing, brothers and sisters, in East Turkestan is a tragedy, is a horror, much greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than anything that the Chinese government could do if they were to be able to destroy the Kaaba, one of our holiest sanctities, the place that Muslims go to seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, it is much greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a single Muslim life. And so we must ask ourselves, what can we do? Are we powerless? Is it merely we just give dua and that's it? Imagine you had a neighborhood of 100 people, 100 Muslims in your neighborhood, and there was a gang of maybe 4 people, and the gang breaks down your door and terrorizes your wife, your mother, your daughter, your son, your brother, and everyone around just says, "We feel for you, brother. We feel for you, sister. We'll make dua." What would you say? You would say, "And what is wrong with you that you fight not for the weak and the oppressed amongst men, women and children? We call out to Allah, send us someone from you who will protect us. Send us someone from you who will give us deliverance." So brothers and sisters, we have an almost 1.8 billion people. Did you know that China's economy depends on sending oil and gas through the Malacca Strait, which goes right through Malaysia? It depends on oil and gas significantly from the Middle East, from the Muslim countries. It depends on its trade through the Silk Road, which is the reason why they are genociding our brothers, the Silk Road, going through to Gwadar in Pakistan or through Central Asia. They depend on Muslim lands to be acquiescent for their economy. It is their jugular. You could cut off their jugular by simply cutting off the Malacca Strait, giving an oil embargo. If the Ummah was truly serious, you wouldn't even need to fire a single shot. But why is that not happening? It's because of 3 things. One, that Muslims in the Muslim world, the reason why you don't see massive demonstrations like this in the Muslim world, like you might see for other causes, is because of nationalism. Muslims think that they have a different ummah than the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only ummah that will matter on the day of judgment is the ummah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ummahs of all the prophets before. Also, we lack unity, and it's not just the unity of simply a spiritual unity, but we were meant to be in a jama'ah. We were meant to be under one system, under one imam, that would unite our strength and defeat people like the Chinese, like we did in the Battle of Talas in Xinjiang province, where the Abbasid Khilafah defeated the Chinese and showed them you can go no more in this land, when they were trying to conquer it. And lastly, we as Muslims need to relearn our purpose in life, to not be scared of losing our wealth or our life, but to be steadfast in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause, because on the day of judgment, the only thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares is not how much wealth you have or how much time you lived, but on whether you sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you were dedicated to Him and Him alone. So I say, brothers and sisters, and I will end on this, the problem with the Chinese government is they fear Islam, but they currently don't fear Muslims. And if we are going to rectify this problem, if we are going to be able to rescue our brothers and sisters in East Turkestan, we need to change that equation. We need to show them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, not Karl Marx, not Mao Zedong, and that if they don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these godless atheist communists who clearly have no morals, we need to make them fear His servants. Takbir! Allah Akbar! Takbir! Allah Akbar! Who is the greatest? Takbir! Allah Akbar!